perhaps later. Okay, down to business now. I thought this is a great follow-up story to start Friday with. I, like you, was a little, I should say, skeptical a year and a half ago when you heard the story about the guy embroiled in a lawsuit in Toronto with his family. And they're estranged. There's been a big estate fight going on. His name is John George Dryden. His mom was a very close friend of John Diefenbaker's. His mom was active in Tory politics. His father was a prominent liberal fundraiser. And this was a very social, very active, involved couple in the 60s and 70s in politics. So George Dryden was born in 1968. He bears, as he matures, an unseemly resemblance to John George Diefenbaker. So he was named JGD after John Diefenbaker because his mom was a Dief fan. Well, it turns out, through DNA testing, that the guy George always thought was his father, Gordon Dryden, isn't. That's been confirmed. So the thought is, and the family used to joke about this, did his mother at one time have a relationship with John Diefenbaker, who would have been in his early 70s? The mum was in the mid-30s. Now, some have poo-pooed this and said, look, it is not only implausible, it really just casts a pall on the great John Diefenbaker, the Saskatchewanian who went on to be prime minister. But all George Dryden says is, look, let me just take some DNA from perhaps some of the artifacts of Mr. Diefenbaker's on display and stored at the Diefenbaker Center. Now, the Diefenbaker Center came out and said, oh, we want to be helpful, but then laid out a whole bunch of reasons why they weren't going to be helpful. Well, apparently the Diefenbaker Center has relented, and we connect with George Dryden, who we find this day in Toronto. Hey, George.
John, good morning. It's like we're becoming best friends or something.
We are. You're becoming a regular on this show, and that's not a bad thing.
Not complaining.
Okay, what has the Diefenbaker Center said to you and your lawyer in the latest communications back?
Okay, I just flipped it off to Brianna. She just called me about half an hour ago to get me on your show. And basically what they've said is that they will allow us to come out there with a DNA company and test some of their artifacts.
Now, and that's a change from the position they were first taking.
I think so. I don't know. Have you seen the letter?
I haven't got it in front of me yet. It'll be in front of me in a second here.
Okay. It seems to be a change I guess the impression everybody got the last time around is that, you know, it wasn't going to happen, but this time they're saying as long as you bring out a DNA company, you know, that meets our standards, and we'll let you test. And we're working with a great DNA company in Canada called Easy DNA. They've got offices in Toronto and Vancouver. So I guess that's the next step is, for me to get them out there so they can take their swabs and we can get an answer one way or the other and get this over with.
Because they had said originally at the Diefenbaker Center that while there were artifacts, they didn't know if there was any usable or reclaimable DNA. So there was that question of the debriding of the DNA. You know, they weren't sure there was enough DNA. Even if there was DNA, they couldn't prove it was necessarily conclusively Mr. Diefenbaker's. You know, to which you rebutted, I thought, sensibly, look, statistically, it would be quite improbable if any DNA around Mr. Diefenbaker ends up being related to you. That would have to be a real odd connection as to who would have been using his stuff that wasn't somehow related to your mother, right? So
yeah. Look, there's two things you bring up there. Yeah, first of all, that the odds of that, I think we're back to the one in billions, you know. And DNA, it's tiny stuff. It doesn't take a lot. So and then I think they admit in their letter that they he says, whoever, neither the curator nor I are DNA experts. And we respect your desire to have these items inspected by someone who has the expertise. So, yeah, look, let's just get somebody up there. Easy DNA knows what they're doing, a very reputable company. Let's get them up there, let them do their swabs, no damage done to any artifacts, and we'll get an answer. And if the answer is yes, that's just great. You know, my journey's come to an end. I know who my dad is. That's what I'm hoping the case is. And if the answer turns out to be no, well, then I guess we got to start again.
Yeah. So the way this is done is, although it takes weeks, not minutes, as in CSI, it really is quite a bit otherwise like CSI. You just take a swab of this stuff, you process it, and you type it for DNA, right?
Yeah, what Easy DNA will do, they've already got my DNA on sample, which was very simple. I just went down there, to their office, and they just swabbed the inside of my mouth a couple times with something that looks like an oversized Q-tip. So that's how they got it from me. They tested it, so my profile's there. What they'll do with Diefenbaker Center is go out there and swab things like hats. I know there's a black Homburg that he used to wear. They have in his office, makeup of his office there. What else did they say they have? Things like bedding, socks, underwear, you know, whatever they think they can get a swab off. They'll just swab that and run a test on that, get the, you know, get what the results are on that and compare it to mine. It takes 3, 4, 5 business days. So within a week after the swabs are taken, we should have an answer.
So when are you going to get them out to the Diefenbaker Center to do this swabbing?
Well, we just got Dr. Atkinson's letter about 4:45 last night, and then I made one call to Easy DNA this morning, and my contact there, Christy White, the person who's working with me, she was unavailable, and then you wonderful people called me.
Well, okay, you know, we just want to stay on top of this, George.
See, I know.
Your odyssey intrigues us.
I know. But look, I just found it just before 5 o'clock last night. I've only had time to make one phone call, and then but you know, I'm quite happily talking to you. So you know, I haven't even had breakfast yet. It's kind of a hectic morning.
Okay, well, no, that's I get that. I just wanted to make sure that, in other words, I'm not trying to push you. You know, far be it for me to be pushy, but I just wanted to get a sense that, you know, you were on the case.
Yeah. Well, look, I hopefully I'll be talking to UVDNA today, and you know, we'll come up with a plan. So it'll be sooner rather than later. You know, I wanted to be there for Diefenbaker Day, but I think that's Sunday, so I don't think that's going to happen, unfortunately. But look, I'm sure it'll be within the next week or 10 days. I think the DNA company will be out there.
Well, good luck with this. And I think a lot of us are pleased the Diefenbaker Center did the right thing. Because, I mean, they were making the noises like they're doing the right thing, but they were sort of throwing up a lot of obstacles, too.
That's what it seemed like. But, I mean, like, look, they've come around. So, I mean, I've got absolutely no hard feelings towards, you know, Dr. Atkinson or the center. And, you know, I think it took a little convincing, but I think they've seen the light. And now, you know, it's up to me. And, you know, just I'll get to work today with Easy DNA and, you know, try and get this all arranged. And, you know, we'll get on it. But no, not at all. I mean, you guys can call anytime. I'm joking with you.
Well, of course, we plan to call you regularly until we share in your answer. But, George, great having you by, and good luck with this. And I will be calling again soon.
No, John, you know what? No, call anytime. And look, I plan to be out there, you know, hopefully the next week or two. So, yeah, you and I are going to sit down and do this face-to-face. How's that sound?
I think we shall, and I'm buying. Okay, George Dryden, the Torontonian, who, again, and when this odyssey started, and this was in some litigation over an estate fight. And see, one of the reasons the parentage, it isn't instrumental to the lawsuit, but it certainly was a part of it. Because one of the things that was pled was that in this family fight where, you know, George is estranged from his dad, Gordon, and all this stuff, was that Gordon treated him in a certain way, because Gordon deep down really knew he wasn't his son. And of course, this kind of goes on in family litigation all the time, right? But then they get the DNA done, and sure enough, George is not Gordon's son. So that really answers that question. And again, that's a sideline to the Diefenbaker interest. So then George says, well, who is my dad? And this is where the whole family lore and legend was. Maybe it was Dief the Chief. To me, the idea of John Diefenbaker in a fling, I'm sorry, that's a hurdle I'm having trouble clearing. But I think all of us deserve an answer to a pretty basic question. Who am I and where did I come from? And that's why we're doing what we can to push George's case ahead here. I'm so glad it's Friday.